Sue Clark, Sue, S-U-E, Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Date of birth is 4/26/1949. This is for date of service, 9/8/2022. Miss Clark is a 73-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her multinodular goiter. She also has a history of Lyme disease with right facial paralysis, secondary to meningitis, sciatica, diverticulosis, allergy to sulfa, left breast lumpectomy, cervical colonization, and a colonoscopy, and found some colon polyps, and is followed by Nancy Cardona. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She denies any significant changes in her weight. She denies any palpitations or tremors. She denies dry skin, brittle nails. She reports occasional compressive symptoms of the thyroid. They did a thyroid ultrasound in April of 2022, and this indicated a dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.8 by 1.0 by 1.4 centimeters. An FNA biopsy was done on March 17th, 2022, indicating adenomatoid nodular tissue with benign pathology. Plan number one, for her multinodular goiter, the patient had an FNA biopsy of the dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.8 by 1.0 by 1.4 centimeters, indicating benign pathology with adenomatous tissue, Bethesda category 2. The patient had a follow-up thyroid ultrasound a few months later, and they recommended a follow-up biopsy again, and therefore we will order another biopsy to be done in 1 month to reassess her thyroid nodule. Next number, I will also check a thyroid function study, including a TSH free T4 and free T3 level, and check for any autoimmune thyroid disease, including a TPO antibody level and a thyroid stimulating immunoglobulin level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.